bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. George, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, man, you know what? I just called to apologize. I wasn't acting Christ-like yesterday. I let my frustrations get the best of me, so I just wanted to call and apologize.
Same here. I apologize to you if I said or did anything that upset you or frustrated you.
It is what it is, Dr. Ken. I just got to learn to control myself better.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me catch up on all the... Yes, I believe... Who is this? Dave said, yes, I believe a lot of churches are there in for the people's money. The 52 years I've been living, born, and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I've never seen a church, preacher, pastor, bishop, evangelist, any of that nature in any neighborhoods helping the poor or the fortunate. You know, a lot of those churches are actually in the neighborhood of the poor and the unfortunate, number one. Number two, we don't trust. So it's hard to come give people stuff that we don't trust, right? The other flip side to that is that people expect everything for free, that they might just clean you out and take everything because sometimes, right? So we all have, like, those misgivings, right? However, you have to do what's right because it's the right thing to do. And that means you give even when you don't get anything back. You help even though you don't get a thank you. And that's that. Miles said, you have to admit there are some sketchy churches out there with questionable spending habits, buying jets for the leaders. If you can afford, okay, first of all, you can't take how you feel and how much money you have, equate it to something else, and then say they shouldn't do that. That's like telling somebody they shouldn't be a millionaire. You shouldn't have $1 million. Why? Because you can't get $1 million. Well, you didn't work as hard as they did, right? If you think of the source of your income, many of the companies that you work for have a history of supporting slavery. I never heard you say anything about that. Insured plantations, insured slaves, so that if they ran away or something happened, they could make money because you were a commodity. I don't see you complaining about that. But anyway, Mari said, Dr. Ken, I'm so interested to hear your opinion about the Trump supporter who is black, whom Sherwin had on his show yesterday. Or am I really late and you talked to him about it yesterday? I so want to know your feelings about how he thinks about history and his own family experiences with racism. Honestly, I didn't hear it. His experiences are his. I'm not going to bash someone else's experience because their experience is theirs and mine is mine. And so I want to make sure that people understand that their experience is what makes them, and how they see and the lens they look at the world through is their lens. You can't bash somebody else's lens because it's different. Many times, people that don't like church don't like it for a reason, in my experience. And they don't like it because what? Because something happened to them. I'm just saying. SJB says, to play devil's advocate, born and raised in Seattle, I can guarantee you there are some churches in Seattle and greater Seattle that have ATMs. I never said they didn't. I'm just saying the ones I've been in, they haven't. But okay, I got it. I've also been multiple states, including some you mentioned. And yeah, I've seen a cash machine. An example, Christian Faith Center in Federal Way has multiple locations. Okay. But here's my question. Is there something wrong with a cash machine? Like, you will literally go to a cash machine to buy cigarettes or liquor, but you get mad at Christian folk or any religious person who gets cash to give to their church. Like, that's just weird to me. Anyway, I can't think of the church I attended in Hampton Roads, but an ATM was there as well. Recently seen option for using your credit card. I don't mind convenience, but wanted to point that out. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I have the, like, I don't, I just argued that where places I've been, I haven't seen cash machines. But if there is, so what? Like, what does that even mean? Right? Dave said, first of all, he's insulting God, the one who gave him breath through his nostrils. And then Melody said, money given to the churches of Pottawatomie and the liquor store caused more devastation to our society than organized religion's voluntary offerings. Wow. Anybody want to trump that? And I use the word intentionally, trump that. 833-212-1017 is the number.
Number five.
From WISN.com, a teacher's aide was arrested on child pornography allegations. Now, here's what disturbs me. This is what disturbs me. And I hope, let me see, let me read it through. Let me just make sure. An official at the Milwaukee Jewish Community Center said yesterday, that police arrested a daycare teacher's aide on Friday on suspicion of possession of child pornography. JCC, Jewish Community Center, CEO Mark Shapiro wrote in a letter to families, this is an extremely disturbing and serious issue that we take very seriously. The aide, Nicholas Otero, was charged today. Now, the story I had earlier, he had not been charged. Now he's been charged, and that's why I'm reading this. Earlier, they released a story, and he hadn't been charged. And I found that odd. I found it bizarre because we don't usually put people's face and name on the air. Well, people that are not black on the air and say that they did something. Well, but there was already a picture because he'd been arrested before. That's not a good reason to put somebody's picture online when they haven't been charged. So he's been charged, 3 counts of possession of child pornography. According to the criminal complaint, Otero admitted to viewing and sharing child pornography online. Shapiro, in an interview with WISN 12 News last night, said it's been a rough day. The letter said the person was in custody, was not charged with creating any child pornography. And as of this time, we've been told there are no pictures or images of any children or staff in our program. According to the JCC, Otero's been suspended without pay. Shapiro said if the employee is found guilty of allegations, he would be terminated permanently. That is the way that you do a release. That's the way that you give information. You wait until the court does what they do, and then you do what you do. Not to mention the person is still innocent until proven guilty.
Number four.
This from WISN.com. I have issues with this. Sometimes we write stories online for clickbait. And that it's unfortunate that people don't understand. I'm not going to use the word common law, but basic law. headline by Hannah Hilliard says, Milwaukee County, well, it says ICE agents make arrests inside Milwaukee County courthouse complex. Is that allowed? Milwaukee County leaders want to get to the bottom of ICE agents arresting people inside the courthouse complex. Here's what people don't understand, and this is the disconnect that people have, right? So let me get to the story. Immigration agents recently made two arrests inside Milwaukee County courthouse complex. That's according to Chief Judge Carl Ashley, who released the information publicly last week. One arrest on March 20th. He said the second was the following day. It's a hot button issue drawing harsh criticism from Milwaukee leaders. My immediate reaction is fear and danger, says Daisy Espana from Voices de la Frontera. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, has yet to confirm the arrest WISN 12 has asked. But right now, it's unclear who the two people detained are, why they were in the courthouse. And I think that has subsequently been released and their names have been released. Judge Ashley says they happened in the hallway and they're still researching if any violating court policy. David Crowley says it doesn't appear to violate policy. You know why? Because it's a public building. So here's what people need to understand about the law. The courtroom, in and out of session, is the judge's space. If you were going to go to a small country, a courtroom would be a small country. You need a visa to get in. You need a visa to get out. You might leave with of your own volition, or you might leave with a deputy. But a law enforcement officer cannot take anybody into custody inside a court. And it may differ whether court's in session or not. But by and large, you don't do anything in court without the permission of the judge. You cannot be arrested in a court by a law enforcement officer. If somebody acts a fool, the judge will say, bailiff, deputies, hey, officer, take that person into custody. That is an order from a judge, just like if it's a warrant for your arrest. If it's a search warrant to search your house. The judge said it, make it so. Outside, right, because the public can go in and out of that building at will. They can go in and out anytime they want. People go into police stations, and if they don't cause trouble and they're homeless and they're sleepy and it's cold or it's raining outside, guess what? You can chill. As long as you don't bother anybody, you can chill at the police station. And they're not going to throw you out. Why? Because it's a public building. Like, that's it. Spokesperson sent a note to WISN 12, the Milwaukee County Courthouse is a public building where people regularly come to conduct business. This includes law enforcement officials representing local, state, and federal agencies. With this in mind, we don't believe a courthouse complex policy was violated last week. The sheriff's office was told they were going to make the arrests, but not the second one. The sheriffs didn't participate in the arrests. Why? Because they're not deputized to enforce federal law. It's kind of simple. It's kind of straightforward. Your common sense thinking of law, it's not correct. And so too many people assume too many things, and then they decide they want to, well, this is wrong. Well, it's really not wrong. And then they get everybody jazzed up when, in fact, they're operating within the law, within the rules and procedures and policies. And as soon as people understand that, you won't get so upset when you see somebody do something and they're doing it legally.
Number three.
From CBS 58, a group of affiliated companies has agreed to pay to resolve allegations that they improperly obtained COVID-19 relief funds through the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP. The U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, Eastern District of Wisconsin announced today. They announced last week, April 2nd, that the companies controlled by a family business were accused of violating the False Claims Act by submitting false eligibility certifications. Federal officials aligned the group allege. Wow, I can't read today. The group received more than $5 million in loans despite collectively employing more than 500 people exceeding eligibility limits. The business, including Barrington Holding Venture Holding Company, the club at Strawberry Creek, Wow. The Garlands at Barrington, Nuestro Queso, SSCO, and Tire Profile. Settlement resolves civil claims without a determination of legal liability, and the companies do not admit wrongdoing as a part of the agreement. How much you think they paid? How about $10.85 million? You took five, and then you got to pay back $10.85. Is that even worth it? Like, would you do that?
Well, let me see. If I do this, I'm going to get in trouble.
And on top of that, I got to pay back over double what I got. Nancy Reagan had it right. She said, just say no.
Number two.
From CNN Business, President Donald Trump is set to impose an astonishing 104% in levies across Chinese imports on tomorrow. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt announced on today. This comes on top of Chinese tariffs that were already in place prior to Trump's second term. China was already set to see tariffs increase by 34% on tomorrow as part of Trump's reciprocal tariffs package. So we pay a 34% tariff. So we were going to give them a 34% tariff. But then the president tacked on another 50% after Beijing didn't back off its promise to impose 34% retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods by noon today. That's according, that's adding an additional 84%, which means if you bought something on Temu that costs $100, it's going to be $200 and some change. Well, earlier today, China's Commerce Ministry said it firmly opposes the additional 50% tariff on Chinese imports, calling it a mistake upon a mistake. The ministry vowed to escalate its retaliation on U.S. exporters. U.S. stocks soared this morning and then leveled off, and then they went completely down. Trump initially imposed a 10% tariff on all Chinese goods in February with no exceptions, tying it to the country's alleged role in aiding illegal immigration and getting fentanyl into the U.S. Last month, he doubled those rates, and now it's up to 104%. So we shall see. Will people here start making those things here instead of there? And I wonder what the price point's going to be that people will actually pay. Like right now, they did something with energy, and so now the cost of energy will probably go down precipitously because they opened up the ability to make more energy here in America, which means we don't have to ship it in and it'll be cheaper. So prices should go down to two something in the next, 4 to 6 weeks, if not sooner. So we'll see. We will see. We're waiting. Because if it don't work, you ain't got to worry about throwing a bum out. He's done in 4 years.
Number one.
From thegrio.com. So I'm supportive, but I'm not supportive. And here's why. Former Representative Barbara Lee seeks to make black her story in Oakland mayoral run, vows to resist Trump. Lee told the Grio, that she's concerned about black and brown communities being used as pawns in the Trump administration's playbook. Issue I have, number one. Why do we always mention brown, but brown never mentions us? Okay, let me move on. After serving nearly 30 years in the United States Congress, former U.S. Representative Barbara Lee is seeking public office again with her campaign to be elected mayor of Oakland. Though she has seen many, and I'm skipping some stuff, many historical moments up close as a U.S. Congresswoman, she could literally make history during next week's special election on April 15th. And if elected by residents in a crowded contest, the Democrat would become the first black woman to serve as mayor of Oakland. So how do you feel about that? Well, she wrote, the perspective and the background of, she said, of black women and black people in general is extremely important, she told the Grio during a recent interview. It wouldn't be the first time that Lee has made history. In 1998, she was the first black woman elected to represent her California district. Being the only black person north of Los Angeles for 27 years, you know, my lens and my perspective was pretty unique. Now, when you hear this, You hear that she always had experience resisting Trump. It's a feature she'd argue will come in handy as the Trump administration is threatened to withhold federal funding and on and on. And I get it, along with the backlash of, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion programs and education, health, housing, all that stuff. I get it. I'm perfectly for it. But the second line of this story said, though Lee, 78. Is that too old for a mayor? Let's remove race. Let's remove gender. 78 years old running for mayor. I got issues with Trump and Biden running for president when they're in their late 70s, approaching 80 years old. It's ridiculous. So you just spent 30 years in Congress, and now you turn around and want to run for mayor at 78? Am I being mean, or is that just too old? Now I'm in my 60s. I ain't running for nothing. If I get something, somebody appointed me. Hey, we're going to appoint you. Thank you. A public office, you'd have to appoint me to the office because I ain't running. Unless I know I'm the only one that's going to win. Because that means I'm the only one in the race. Like, that's a lot of work. That's a lot. Didn't you just spend 30 years? 30. What are you doing? Like, what is it about public officials that don't know how to sit down? And then we complain, well, young people don't want to step up and young people don't. Well, get out of the way. Get out of the way. I don't know. I'm just speaking truth to power.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Calling all Black-owned business owners, entrepreneurs. Are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? We have teamed up with Associated Bank and our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. So to sign up for your business spotlight interviews, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's Black Business Giveback, all one word, .com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. 833-212-1017 is the number. All right, so what are we talking about? We've been talking about the Black church. We've been talking about let's talk about something different. I got a question. So theroot.com had a story about your girl. And I want to talk to y'all that's been a part of the Beehive, you know, with Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? All right. So there's an article that says, girl, bye. Beyonce's Beehive drag her for her overpriced Cowboy Carter tickets, perfume. And then it just kind of went on and on. While Beyonce is known to get more than her fair share of money from her fans, some online are calling her out on her prices and saying enough is enough. So whether you realize it or not, the end of April marks the beginning of Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour. But fans are not saddling up to, showing her love and thanks to to the ticket prices and other products she's dropped over the last few months. And now they're talking about it. As evidenced in a newly surfaced video on TikTok, Beehive members and those adjacent fans are crying afoul at having to shell out big money to partake in what Queen Bee has to offer. Take her example, Bae's. Well, take, for example, Bae's latest perfume drop that she announced back in February. C'est Lumière. That was the second perfume to drop, and it came out just after she won the Grammy Album of the Year. It was also the second thing she was hitting her fans' pockets for, as she just kept announcing the aforementioned tour was happening less than 2 weeks prior. And let's also remember that she announced in February that her brand new hair care line, I don't know how to say it, C-E-C-R-E-D, Secret or Sacred, would be hitting the shelves at Ulta in the coming months. And that's another hit to the pocketbook. So because of the timing, fans were quick to be like, hey, what you doing? Because it was hitting their pockets that heavy. But see, the problem is, what's the price? Like, what's the price of the tickets? Can anybody tell me? Can somebody look up what the price of, that's why I got the internet. What are the Cowboy Carter tickets going for? And this, what's the name of this? Let me look this up. Yeah, check out the prices of those, and I'm going to check out the C'est Lumière cost. I don't even know if I want to hit enter because I'm afraid to. Okay, we're done. All right. Cowboy Carter tickets. Like, what's the cheapest ticket?
I'm seeing $51, $45. They don't seem expensive.
$51 or $45? Okay. But, you know, the Beehive won't seats. They don't want, like, oh, look at Beyonce. Is she that big? Right? I hear the music, but I see the little ant down there singing. They don't want those seats. Those are the nosebleed seats in the back in the corner behind the pole where you can say, did you go to the concert? Yes, I went to the concert. Did you see Beyonce? I heard Beyonce. Right? So, but if you look up Cowboy Carter tickets, let's see. At the Inglewood, live in Los Angeles, let's see what the pricing is. Let's see. This is all parking. I don't want parking. Okay, I want tickets. Let's find some tickets. Soldier Field, Chicago. So, yeah, that's close. That's close. Looks like the grandstand is $67. Here's the problem. I've scrolled with my finger 9 times, and I haven't gotten to the end of how much the tickets cost. And I'm still scrolling. And we're scrolling. And we're scrolling. And we're oh, Lord, have mercy. What? Are you kidding? Wow. Wow. Okay. I'm in the $134 a ticket range, which sounds a little low, but it's still going. And that's because the price of the tickets at Soldier Field in Chicago, May 15th at 7 o'clock for Beyonce, the tickets start at $64 and they go in excess of $1,740. Now, I don't know where I'm going to sit for $1,740, but Beyonce should probably be either I'm sitting on her lap or she's sitting on mine. If you're in the orchestra pit, which means you could what? Look up her dress? Is she wearing a dress? She rarely wears a dress. Okay, I'm joking. The orchestra pit, $5,000. Wow. You know what I'm going to tell everybody not to buy me for Christmas? But for my birthday, Cowboy Carter tickets. And now on 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk traffic. Here's Debbie Lazica.
Northbound on 43, backing up, heading through the Marquette all the way up to Keefe. Southbound slows down from Fond du Lac Avenue down through the Marquette and over the high rise. Back on the brakes from Lapham all the way down to Howard Avenue. Westbound 94, very heavy ride starting around 2nd Street all the way through to about Holly Road. Eastbound is backing up from just before 84th Street all the way through to 35th. And checking the TMJ4 Storm Team forecast. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low of 31. Tomorrow, rain, snow mix with cloudy conditions, a high of 41. From the WTMJ Traffic Center, I'm Debbie Lazaga on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, want to remind y'all, Truth Nation, 4th Annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is Saturday, April 12th, 8 a.m. to 12. We want you to be there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to clean and beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is this Saturday, again, 8 to 12, presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Sub, U.S. Cellular, Landmark Credit Union, Ray's, Coca-Cola, and Waste Management. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I got a couple questions for y'all. And let me, before I do all this stuff, let me check the talking text line and YouTube chat. I ain't checked in a while. Money given to churches of Potter. Okay, I read that. Carolyn said, hey, I asked my church to set up Zelle so I could pay my tithe when I'm out of town. I feel you. I'm just lazy. Like, seriously, I'm literally lazy. Like, I'm like, if you can, and see, here's the weird thing. If you can remove all the friction to giving, like having to stand there and sit there and wait for the bucket to get passed and all, if I can just give electronically, one, I instantly have a record. Two, I know where it went. And I can do it in like 10 seconds. I can do it in like 10 seconds. Let me see. I don't argue with no basic bees. I just raise my price. Anyway, I can't afford a Beyonce. I love you, though. SE said, also, I use Pattern Beauty. So there, that is that. Shout out to Tracy Ellis Ross. Beehive or Queen Bee? All right, Tracy Ross. Not really a city girl said, Beyonce hair care line is called Sacred. Yeah, I kind of figured that out. I said C-E-R-E-D, cred. Oh, it's sacred. Just spell it sacred. Goodness. Goodness. So at some point, I think it might be a little too much. I can't think of anybody in the world that I would go see in a concert for $5,000 if I had $5,000 to burn. I wouldn't pay $500 to go see somebody in concert. That's just me. Like, I don't know if I want, especially when I click Spotify and listen to your music, I'm not really feeling it. And somebody got a live album out there somewhere, so you want to hear live music. Like, it's just, and I like concerts. I like going to concerts, being at concerts, like baseball. Football games, not so much. Baseball, all stuff like that. I like it. That, nah. That's not happening. It's not. And I have no qualm with it at all. You're listening to 101.7 The Truth. The caller, what's going on?
Contrary to my text, which is regards to, you know, if you heard about the $1 million that idiots paid to have dinner with, you know.
Don't call people idiots.
Won the election.
Don't call people idiots.
Well, okay.
They made a choice, like you made a choice.
Well, the people who, in my opinion, are idiots. Is that better?
No, but go ahead.
Well, $1 million to have dinner with him or $5,000. I wouldn't spend $5,000 to see anybody either. I agree with you there. I think the most expensive ticket I ever purchased was some friends. And that was so long ago that the tickets were not in nearly in the thousands and that kind of thing.
Okay.
But Beyonce is going to get her price, and that the numbers that you wrote, you know, I don't know why that publication would even, you know, talk about a few people posting that the tickets were more expensive, you know, a little more expensive than they were probably the last time they saw her. She's elevating, and so with that, her price, you know, is going to go up, and, you know, it's to be expected.
What is she elevating to, though? Like, where exactly is she going?
To icon status, brother, you know.
She's already
Dionne
there.
Ward,
but she's already there.
Well, I'm just going with what Dionne, I agree with you there. Dionne Warwick says she's not. You know, she's an expert at what an icon is. In her opinion.
You're right.
Just pretending that, pretending that her being an elder and, you know.
Yeah, because she's not.
That type of thing.
You're right.
You don't think Beyonce has reached icon status yet?
No, I don't think she has. Based on what you just told me, no. Name recognition
name three
is not
people
icon
who
status.
You would. No, I'm not saying name recognition. I'm just saying with what she's achieved in her career.
Uh-huh.
I will put her on that list. I guess my list is much longer than Dionne Warwick, and, you know, I understand why that is. But give me three people who you would say are icons.
Three black people that are icons in what
three
era?
Three lady entertainers who are icons.
Let me see. Singers. Who's reached icon status? I would say she just passed away, Roberta Flack.
Okay.
You got to give me that one. Aretha Franklin. Yes or no?
Well, definitely Aretha, yes.
Well, but I'm just saying. You said give you three. So that's Roberta Flack.
I mean, that Aretha is universal.
And, well, I'm just,
I was
you asked me, and I'm just, Roberta, Aretha Franklin, she black, and
okay.
Gladys Knight.
Gladys, oh, yes. So I would go, if I named three, I would go Shaka, Gladys.
Yep.
And since you named Aretha, I'm not going to name Aretha and Diana Ross.
But they're more than three. They're like 10 or 15.
Oh, yeah. My list is much longer probably than 15. I would put Toni Braxton in.
Toni Braxton.
For many different reasons.
But Toni, I don't think Toni Braxton is old enough.
Toni Braxton is almost 60 years old, though.
So? I don't think she's
old. Well, how old do you have to be?
I would say 75,
Janet,
80. Nope. I would say 75, 80. Like Gladys Knight could walk out in her, what, 80s or 90s? And somebody say,
and
hey, like a Smokey Robinson and say, I'm doing a concert,
yes,
and sell the thing out.
Yeah, and sell it.
If
so
Diana Ross did
you one
it,
more.
Sell it out. Give me one before I go to break.
I'll give you one more, and I'll tell you why. Janet Jackson, to me, is like a girl version of her big brother in so many ways. And what the reason why I believe Beyonce is the comparison I draw to her. To sing and dance the way they do at the same time, I don't know if you've ever tried it, Doc.
Yes, I have.
But the degree of difficulty in that, I'd like to, is there any video of that? I'd like to see that.
No, there's no video because it was back in the
80s. Before
video? Yeah. But it wasn't before video. It was before smartphones.
Did you have on stack, brother?
No.
Oh, you said 80s. So you
said 80s. So come on. Get your decades together.
And you won the Jerry Curl guy, so, yeah.
All right. So.
All right, man. Well, yeah, that's my list.
All right, take care,
Have
brother.
Have a good drive safe.
All right.
Drive safe.
833-212-1017 is the number. We got another icon coming up as a caller after this.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. He plays the one person that's not on my list. Whitney Houston. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Hi.
Oh, it's the icon. The Truth Nation icon.
I heard you say that. I'm glad I'm an icon. And I don't know what I can contribute, but a few words. But
that's what counts. That's what counts.
It's okay. Yeah. So I was just thinking about the church and Beyonce and the ticket costs. And I think Diana Ross won a lot of money too for a concert, and the people didn't go. So I think she canceled. Yeah. But no, I guess you better get it while you can, because she's getting up in age a little bit too, Beyonce. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's not there.
That's what I had to say.
She ain't there.
Well, she's touching 40, isn't she?
She's not an icon at 40. You're not an icon at 50. Well, I'm sorry.
She may not be an icon. I'm just saying she got to get it while she can,
sure,
because she's getting up in age.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be doing all of that bouncing your body and whatever like that. Yeah.
Mary J. Blige is on her way there. She'll get there in a second.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. All right. But she's been out for a good while, too.
Yep.
Yeah, Mary J. But, yeah, you were speaking of the churches and stuff, and I said, oh, I was thinking about at the days. I don't go like I should, but at the days we had to go. You had to go to church.
Right.
And so I had to end up stopping. And the reason I had to stop going to church is because I got pregnant. And okay. Then I was only 17.
Okay.
So that was my son, the one that passed away. Mm-hmm. And so I went to Pentecostal church, so back going to Pentecostal, it's kind of like you're sinning, you know, and it's an embarrassment. So I didn't have to go no more.
Okay.
But we was made to go, so it don't bother me, because by me having to go so much, it don't bother me because I don't go as often as I should. And so, so I was just singing, and then a lot of times when I talk to people, and something go down or something, you know, like I say with the shootings and this and that, and it's always thoughts and prayers. And then I think about the people that's out there that's trying to march for us to excel in this and that, and the things we came across, like DEI and all that stuff.
Right.
So we have people to march for that.
Right.
So I think as much as people say, I'm going to pray, and they really, you know, they really sit there and they say, I'm just going to pray about it. That don't mean that's going to solve the problem.
Well, you don't know that.
I know that it happened.
Well, that's you.
They got rid of DEI. They got rid of a lot of things we have gained. So I'm going to sit back and pray and don't put no action into it.
Sometimes
that's
you take
saying,
action,
some
sometimes
action
you pray.
It.
Sometimes you take action, sometimes you pray. Some people agree,
well,
some people disagree.
We need more people. Just as much as they pray, we need more people to take action. They should. Huh? Because to me, it's not right. Like Tory always say, I'm going out here, come out here and get out here with me.
Okay.
Like he always say, he wants us
and
to
so,
come
and so nothing
and
has
support.
Changed. Nothing has happened. We've lost all these things, and we've been marching and walking and complaining
he
and
wants
rioting and all that. And what did we get for it? And I'm being facetious when I say that, but what did we get for it?
The thing is,
we
dropped our educational value here.
Yes, we did.
We should have been learning.
Yes, we did.
Educational value about politics, because like I said, I've never studied
this
politics.
This education period.
Yeah. Right. So that's what I'm saying. And now to me, it's hard to reach the older kids, so I think we have to start from scratch.
All right.
Get our babies.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, man.
Okay, I might call you pop off. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Dr. Ken.
Bye.
Okay.
833-212-1017 is the number. You know, there are times in life when life tosses a curveball and you got to readjust and realign and rededicate your resources to make things better. I remember going through it. I don't know if I told that, like in the 1990s. My mother passed away and I had two houses I had to deal with and two sets of everything. And it was crazy. You know, sometimes you may know what to do, but many times it's the first time you've ever experienced an issue, and especially when it's financial. So for the past couple of decades, I've been able to turn to Educators Credit Union. I've had a financial issue that involved another family member, and I was able to go in and get advice and work out a plan. And I'm here to tell you that it worked. There's nothing like having someone in your life who passes away, and then you have to deal with all of the stuff you have to deal with all within a matter of days. You need a plan. And so I went in and I sat down, and clearly they had dealt with it before. Why is that? Because educators, our members, are our purpose. When you're a member, it's our credit union, not the credit union. And as a credit union, we're not concerned about profits or the bottom line of shareholders. Our greatest reward is you achieving your financial dreams through lower rates and access to free financial resources, which is exactly what I got. So experience more heart, less hassle by making the switch today. Achieve more like me at ecu.com, insured by NCUA, membership eligibility required. What that mean? That mean that Ray Ray and them can't just roll up and get an account. I'm just saying, you got to kind of like have a job. And if you're not prepared to do things, then they can actually give you the resources that'll teach you how to actually do and take care of stuff. And you can end up where I ended up on 101.7 The Truth. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it works out great. I've always loved credit unions. If I do bank at a bank, it'll be a black bank. Stuff like that to make sure I support the community that I live in. For me, it started at Educator. I'm just saying. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe's show is coming up next. And have a great evening. It's been a wonderful evening. Thank you to everyone who called. Thank you, George, for apologizing. And I apologize to him as well. And we'll keep listening and keep going and keep moving and all sorts of things. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you. God bless. Take care. Hey, I'll see you in 22 hours. God willing. I'm out.